The Transgender Day of Remembrance has been observed annually on November 20th as a day to memorialize those who have been murdered as a result of transphobia. Today, we are joined by Justice Dazzle to talk about the Transgender Day of Remembrance and its observance here locally. Justice, welcome to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
And Justice, you are with Schenectady Safe Space. Can you tell us about this organization and what you do?
We started just about a year ago, actually, in November of 2019. I had recently moved to Schenectady from Albany. I hadn't realized that there wasn't a Pride Center here in Schenectady. And so I reached out to a few different LGBT friends here in Schenectady and seeing if they'd be interested in trying to get our own Pride Center going. So over the last year, we have we've held a few events, although really only one in person, because the first event we held was in early February, and then the world shut down in early March. So basically, our focus is on having it be a safe space for everyone, as well as making it a fully accessible space, so that, you know, a teenager can come with their parents, somebody with autism or those types of sensory issues can come, and it's not, there's going to be a space where they can go, you know, so even if we're having a loud event, there's a space where they can go. Having it be physically accessible so that people with physical disabilities don't feel like they're kind of shut to the side or they can't go. And we partnered with Schenectady Pride to do a virtual / socially distanced Pride at the end of June. And we have started in May. We have been doing a virtual, it was going to be in person, LGBT and questioning support group. It initially was once a month, and we have moved that because of response. We've moved that to twice a month. So it is the second and fourth Thursday of every month from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
Great. You are collaborating again with the Schenectady Pride to hold a vigil to mark Transgender Day of Remembrance this coming Friday, November 20th. Before you tell us about that event, can you first tell us why it is important to have this day?
So the thing is like, New York is one of the safest places to be trans, mostly because, you know, New York passed a law called GENDA, which basically says that me being trans isn't a reason for me or my landlords to kick me out. I can't be fired for my gender identity. I am allowed to use the bathroom no matter where it is in the state that matches my gender identity, and I don't have to approve that to anybody or any of that type of thing. Whereas a lot of other places, that's not the case. New York is also only one of only 11 states that has banned the use of trans panic, gay panic defense in court, which basically is you find out someone that you were interacting with, whether it was romantically, sexually, or just in your day-to-day life, is trans or gay, and you react violently, whether, you know, it's just assault or whether it's murder. And in 39 states, that is a valid legal defense that can potentially get the entire case thrown out, and you get no repercussions for your actions. You know, so what that leads to is a lot of trans people, primarily trans people of color, and the vast majority, trans women, black trans women, get murdered. This year, the last count I saw was there were 35. Up until this point, which is more than any other year since it's being tracked. You know, the most recent one I'm aware of was a woman who was walking home from work in Indiana, and she was brutally murdered. And that was less than a month ago. You know, and this was a white woman in the middle of Indiana who worked at a local store and had to walk less than a mile home. And, you know, and that's just the people that were actually identified as being trans. A lot of times family and the authorities will misgender and deadname that person in death. And so it may not even come up that
Justice Dazzle, thank you for that. This Friday, as Schenectady Safe Space and Schenectady Pride are hosting a vigil to mark Transgender Day of Remembrance. Can you tell us about the event that you're organizing in Schenectady?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to meet at the Rainbow Arches down at the Gateway Plaza, just off of the SUNY Schenectady's campus. It's going to be a candlelight vigil. Schenectady Pride has had this event at least the last year. So they have a collection of candles and votives and that type of thing. So we should have enough for everyone that shows up. And then we're going to take some time. I'm probably going to read some poetry of some trans people of color, have some time for people to talk about their experience and experiences with other trans people. Like I know at least one woman here in Schenectady, there's a friend of theirs that was really instrumental in them getting to a point of being able to come out as who they are. Take time and read the names of all of the people that are known to that were trans, non-binary, and gender non-conforming that were killed this year, and just take some time to commemorate and remember them and be visible, because that's a lot of it is the visibility of trans people. You know, there are all of these statistics, you know, the 41% suicide, which is a false number, you know, I mean, or it's said in the wrong way. You know, there are a lot of arguments about science and biology and all these types of things, even though tons of medical organizations, doctors, psychiatrists, all of these across the entire world have said what trans people have been telling us about themselves is in fact medically and psychologically and biologically correct. But there is a lot of fake science that gets touted. And so the actual data, the actual truth about us. Most trans people just want to be left alone, be able to go to school, go to work, be called their name, not be violently attacked, and live a happy life.
Thank you for sharing that, Justice Dazzle. So as we wrap up today, is there anything that you want to make sure that we cover? Or if not, could you talk about the significance of this vigil taking place at the Rainbow Arches?
Well, with the Rainbow Arches especially, I think this is it's amazing. The fact that it's right in downtown Schenectady, you know, it's right at the gateway to the city. You know, it's right off of the college campus. It's right on State Street. So, you know, you're 2 minutes from Proctor's. And you're right downtown, and the fact that the city and SUNY Schenectady have given that space. In addition, the Schenectady Foundation granted the money to be able to build that art installation. But the original art, in addition to the update this year for to add the Progress Pride flag, to add the black and brown stripes, there is the artist Ray Frazier that did that originally, is a Black person in the community, a Black LGBT person in the community, that, you know, did amazing work with this. You know, there's knowledge to be learned because there are placards there talking about each one of the colors and what they mean and what they mean for the current day, as well as the fact that, you know, Schenectady is open to it, having it in there, that they want us to be safer, they want us to be more accepted, and having that space and having it be such a prominent space when you come into the city is a really great thing.
Justice Dazzle, thank you for joining us today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. This Friday marks the Trans Day of Remembrance, and to join Schenectady Safe Space and Schenectady Pride, look them up on Facebook.
Thank you so much.